CliffCentral.com.
Jesus, that just killed me. What? Did that kill you, too?
Why?
I can't hear you.
Why are you doing this?
Because the volume was low at first.
You just need to calm down. What's going on, man?
Man, I'm chilling, family. I can't really concentrate right now.
Why can't you concentrate?
Look behind you.
Really?
It's a whole lot of action, man.
There's too much action. Yeah, because you can see it.
Yeah, I can see it. I got a good view. Where Cat at?
CliffCentral.com. No borders. 1 p.m. to 2 a.m. every Friday. It's your boy.
KF.
Eh?
The one and only. And come up here, Big Daddy Black.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I love the tagline that you came up with. You know, I didn't even realize that our show was a lunchtime show.
It is a lunchtime show.
Oh, that's pretty dope. Yeah. I wonder if people are listening at their desks and stuff, you know.
They possibly are. Well, I know a couple who are. Definitely. Shout out to everybody who's listening right now, who's tuned in and promised to be listening. And yeah, definitely if you want to make any comments. What's that WhatsApp number?
Well, that WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. Any beautiful ladies, I'm about to give out my personal number, just in case. This brother has been single for a minute.
Anyway.
I came back relaxed and refreshed.
How did you come back relaxed and refreshed?
It was just amazing. I was in Mpumalanga. I was out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. It was green. It was, you know, fresh air. Our cabin was right in the front of a dam. So, yeah. You know, just woke up and, you know, to mist and, you know, white people stuff. It was very white people.
Which is dope. I like the fact that you're absorbing this white people stuff.
Yeah, but it was kind of scary at one point in time, though, because the owners of the property are white. And there's this one old white dude who just kept walking around. I'm like, this is chainsaw massacres happening right now.
Did he have a shotgun in his hand?
He didn't have a shotgun, but then he had a saw because they were building a cabin right next to us. So like later on, you go. I'm like, hey, yo.
Okay, maybe Mpumalanga is not the greatest destination.
Nah. We're black. We're Vegas type of people. So when we go somewhere, let's go to the CBD.
Yeah, let's keep it like. Go to the casino. Go to Durban. Go to the South Coast.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. So family. Like, remember, I sent you that video, right? So, you know, we had the sauna last night, which was ridiculous as usual. You
it's
know,
a joke.
South Africa is entertaining. Like, it's within their culture to just be entertaining. South Africans, Nigerians, who else? Ghanaians?
No.
Nah, Ugandans. And Kanzime?
Maybe Tanzanians.
Yeah. But I mean people who are just, like, naturally, like, when they're serious, they're entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, you can't expect a speech from Zuma without him dancing. You know what I mean?
Which is funny.
Like, out of nowhere, he'll just random thought, hey,
yeah,
and then go on with his speech. So, like, last night, like, I don't really care.
I was sad.
It was beautiful. That was entertainment. That was Hollywood.
But see, this is the...
So I went to sleep good.
It was sick. I felt like... Because I was listening to most of it before I got to the house, and I was just trying to ask myself, like, really, these are the people that are put into positions whereby they're supposed to actually, like, you know,
but the people
lead.
Who put them in those positions enjoy this. Did you hear radio today? Everyone was
Did
like
you
so
see
happy.
Twitter?
Yeah,
you
man,
see
everyone was so happy. If that didn't happen, it wouldn't have been trending.
Yeah.
The actual topics that people want to talk about, like, you know, the economy, issues of migration, immigration, rural urban migration, all of that, people don't care.
No, they don't
people
actually.
Wanted to see Malema kicked out.
Yep, as usual.
And they wanted to see Maimane's ass married to his whatever walking
agree?
Out. Palace, it's the truth, though. Palace, like,
you don't agree? Why?
I didn't even listen for issues. I listened to issues afterwards, which was like I read the papers today. I listened to radio today because that's the only time you can hear the actual issues that were discussed.
You know, to be perfectly honest, it's pointless because
it's pointless.
By that stage, 95 or 96% of everybody's busy focusing
They're
on their lives.
They're not listening anymore, and it's a Friday.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I think that's exactly why they do it on a Thursday because they know. When everything comes out on Friday, everyone's already in the turnout.
You actually might be right.
But, I mean, and one statistic that really scared me was that white households in South Africa, generally, after, you know, taking the whole census and stuff, earn 5 times more than an average black household.
Oh, yes.
That is crazy. Like, I can understand two. You know what I mean? Like, 2.8, 5 times more.
Yeah.
Damn.
That is true.
Anyway, so we're going to play this clip. This was Malema talking about, you know, the African Union. This was just after the whole issue in the Gambia and all of that. And he had, you know, some strong words to say, especially about your family in Zambia, in Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
sorry,
sure.
Your people, you know what I mean?
they're not
my people.
They're not your people
I'm
anymore.
From Morocco. Can't you see? My skin even getting lighter. Yeah. Kind of ish. Fellas, I hate it.
AU is led by people who have got no idea about where they want to take the country to, then they were found wanting. And then when they saw that ECOWAS is being celebrated in an opportunistic way, but also in a campaigning way for South African dynamics, we then saw other people beginning to say other things as a way of trying to, you know, profile themselves. We don't buy into AU stand. So the AU summit, which is coming, should actually focus on how do we deepen democratic practices in the continent, and how do we avoid long-term presidency and leading to the grave and thinking that the only person who can continue with my legacy is myself and nobody else. You can't even trust your own children. You can't even trust your own wives with your legacy. Only you can carry that legacy. You'll rather hand it over to your children and then we discuss whether it was right or wrong. But it's just for you to stay there forever and ever, like we see in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe's situation is bad. President Mugabe can't even control a spade. You know, they were trying to plant a tree, a sword tennis, and he can't control that thing. That's how old he is. He's no longer capable of discharging his responsibilities. We don't hate the man. They can respond and insult us anyhow they want. But they are a group of cowards, those comrades in ZANU-PF. To be scared to say to an old man like President Mugabe, please, with due respect, let go. Commandant Fidel, when he realized it was no longer doable, he let go. So President Mugabe must let go. The legacy of the land question will carry it. We are following in his footsteps. We are proud of the actions he has taken, but his overstaying is not doing justice on the African Revolution project. He's destroying his own legacy. It's bad. President Mugabe stay in power and him being a presidential candidate in 2018. Those comrades in ZANU-PF, they can insult us anyhow they want, but we are not going to be good friends if we are not going to tell them that that which they are doing is not good for Zimbabwean people, is not good for SADC, is not good for the struggle for reclaiming the land in Africa. Because those who are leading that struggle, then they overstay and destroy that legitimate program. We say this out of love, not because we hate him. We celebrate Mugabe, we celebrate what he has done, and will continue his legacy. But Grandpa, it's enough now. You must let go and allow other people to continue with that legacy. There are a lot of capable young comrades in ZANU-PF, very radical, very clear of where the continent must go.
A lot of young, capable comrades in ZANU-PF. Yes, a lot of me.
But you're from Morocco, so it doesn't help.
Yeah, I've been an attaché.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, for
so
attaché.
So you agree with the sentiments?
I don't think anyone, and you know how, you know, especially from my background, you know, coming from, oh yes, I studied this. No one, no academic, no political scientist, no politician, no lawyer has expressed sentiments towards Robert Mugabe as articulately as Julius did there. Like that, it blew me away. I've got that in my phone. I listened to it before I go to sleep.
I think Julius has done that. This is about the fourth or fifth time he's done that. I mean, look, all I believe is he's just trying to, you know, just raise more eyebrows in terms of what he's trying to push here as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so the easiest target is obviously Robert Mugabe. But, like, I mean, they should just retract their focus from Zim. They should focus mainly on the problem that they have here.
But then come, okay, you know what I got from Julius was that he looks up to Bob. And Bob,
no, he does.
Bob is the father figure of land, not politics or black, but
land reform.
Land reform
especially
in Africa.
Yeah.
Right? So he's saying, Bob, okay, we've supported you. We've come to you for advice. But then if you mess up your own legacy, what you're going to do is everyone's going to use that as an example to not do what you did, and you're going to mess up the legacies of all the other countries.
Which is 100% correct.
So now every time someone wants to do anything like land reform in South Africa, everyone's like, we're not trying to be like Zim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think he spoke really well. Of course, he has his ulterior motives.
Look, he's a politician. He definitely has his ulterior motives. I totally agree with you, 100%. I mean, I support Julius on so many different issues because he goes straight to the core.
Thank you.
And that's the most important thing. But like for me, if you then now take it back to the conversation we're having about Sona last night.
Yeah.
It's all of it is becoming a joke. And the unfortunate part, like for instance, you're a political scientist. Mm. Like, and you're a young political scientist. You're a person who definitely has ambitions to lead in the future. I mean, like, when you start looking at these people and the example that they're setting in terms of democracy, in terms of governance, it just makes you laugh. And you're like, okay, so really, nobody cares, honestly.
Well, nobody cares. We're just going to talk about them for ratings.
No, we actually are going to talk about them for ratings and listeners.
That's about it.
That's because the honest truth about it.
Because everyone's enjoying it. But I'm like, is this seriously where our African... That's why I'm like, Kamuyo, we need to talk about... African revolutionary parties.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, you've got to be kidding me. Like, and you know, the worst thing is they send us to school, they have us get all this experience and blah, blah, yada, 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 only to not care about what opinions we have about what's going on.
Which is
ridiculous, fam. I'm like, yo, wait, so do you not have advisors? Like, some of the decisions that I made, I'm just like, yo, there had to have been somebody next to you.
Like, who could have just crashed you and be like, dude, like,
you know what
I mean? But it's because, you see, the thing that we have, or the situation that we have now, is that most of the people who are politically involved and have positions of influence, because that's what it is. There's a lot of politicians, but there's only a specific number of people who actually have influential positions.
Yes.
And the unfortunate part is that the leadership that we have, or the current crop of leadership that we have across Africa, I feel even across the world, is the people in influential positions are not doing anything or even creating a path in which that we can follow moving forward that we can add value. You understand what I'm saying?
There's a beautiful girl behind you who's kind of making me lose focus, but anyway, I'll try and forget.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, my bad.
There you go. So you see, guys, these are the type of people who are going to go into power soon to expect this. In the middle of reading a very important today. Oh that woman.
And you were serious. You're like, yo, but then I couldn't concentrate because I was...
it's a major concern for me because, I mean, like, look, I'm a young African parent, I try to look at it.
And thank you. Can you emphasize that again?
Yeah, like, I'm a young African parent. Like when I look at things, it's different from obviously when it's just you and your hustle. You know, I'm thinking about what's going to happen to my kids. You know, when I'm gone. Like, I mean,
and you brought up something very important, Kamu. You talked about there are a lot of politicians.
Yeah.
But there are very few people with influence.
Oh yeah.
Because becoming a politician is just a matter of, okay, you know what, I started a party, I'm influential.
Yeah.
Let me just get a bunch of other dudes
exactly.
who I'll put under me
yeah.
who will eat off of or survive off of my influence.
100%.
And I hope my brother AC Lumumba is listening right now because he's been on the show a bunch of times. And it's unfortunate. I mean, I went for a couple of rallies. I've heard about Joyce Mujuru's rallies back in Zimbabwe and stuff. And these rallies have been empty.
Did you see what happened? You saw what happened with Joyce Mujuru as well, right?
Yeah. She lost what? Like, she had 39 votes?
No.
What?
Just the other day, she expelled 6 people who turned around and tried to expel her.
Well, in her own new party.
So basically...
They're not even a proper party yet.
Well, so... That's over. So, because you can't buy into that.
Snap, you gotta be kidding me.
This is my thing.
And this is why,
an African problem.
And this is why we have to talk about African revolutionary parties.
Yeah.
Because all of these people came out of ZANU-PF. You get a lot of people who come out of revolutionary parties, the parties that, you know, brought independence.
Yeah.
And they think, you know what, I'm influential. You know, AC's always talking about, yo, I did this, I did that. No. The only reason why you were able to do a lot of these things was because of the umbrella party that you were under. You know what I mean? But then as an individual, unfortunately, you don't have that sort of influence.
AC's part of the cancer.
And then your social media, all these millennials, I hate being called a millennial. I'm not a damn millennial, but all these millennials, they think, okay, if I've got 25,000 Facebook followers, because you can follow people on Facebook, I don't even know. And then if I've got this on Twitter and that on Instagram, you think you're famous? Get out of here. Facebook don't vote. Well, not yet.
Well, look, I mean, these are all systems that have been created, obviously, for us to just be, like, you know, blind to the real issues that are affecting us, you know, globally. I mean, Facebook is a global cancer. So is Instagram. Yeah. So is Twitter. All these things have just been put in place and have been financed by the same people who keep causing us problems on a daily basis. The same people who are making it difficult for a guy in Alex to move from Alex and come stay in Four Ways, or move from Limpopo and come up to Joburg so that he can improve his own life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a vicious cycle.
Before we have free housing, people are starting to get free internet. You know how crazy that is?
I know. I know people who don't
like
have...
Like, you're going to be under a tree, you know, surfing the web.
I know people who don't have a particular address and they have iPhones.
You know, like...
Like the latest
And they'll
one,
give you that
sevens,
stuff on credit, fam. Like,
six, yeah, definitely.
24 years to, 24 months to pay.
There you go.
And then if, you know, if you default, but they know it's okay, like, let's talk to a credit controller. Okay, yo, we'll give you a couple more months. We got you.
Exactly. And these so-called revolutionary parties that are supposed to be the vanguard...
It ain't happening.
It's not happening.
Okay, my backtrack, which gives me motivation, has just gone quiet. I'm going to try and press something.
No,
it might go bad.
I don't think you should do that.
It might go bad. Wait, okay.
I don't think you should
do that. Drum roll. Can someone do a drum roll?
I don't think you should do that. I really don't think you should do that. I wonder how that's going to
Nothing happened.
There you go. I told you.
But that's how you taught me to do it last time.
No, I guess it's not working anymore.
Hey, Boo Boo, come teach me again.
No, I don't think it's working. Totally not.
Yeah, and how many revolutionary parties have been
of relevance?
Yeah, who have actually lost like presidential elections in Africa? I can't think of any.
I can't remember.
I think the only one has been in the Gambia.
Maybe,
and that's recently.
But even in the Gambia, it wasn't a case of an election loss. You know?
It was. He lost an election.
That guy didn't actually lose. He was just told, my man, go.
And you know what they're saying now? Yeah. Like they're like, but you parliamentarians, you were supporting this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you also need to go.
Go, yeah. I mean, everything needs to change. I really feel like, you know, like if you take it past the scope of politics, obviously now, Africa needs a huge shakeup, a massive shakeup, like, you know, everywhere.
But it ain't happening.
It won't happen.
It's not happening. If people continue along these lines of, you know, Facebook Live and Free Pastor Even, who just came back to Zim, and if political asylum still exists, if you can go... If you can, you know, rally up a couple of people and do a couple of things, get arrested twice, and then, you know, move to Paris. Family, if I'm telling you the truth, I would love to lead my country. I'd love to be a leader in Morocco. but if they give me asylum in Paris, I'm out.
Don't you have to be a Muslim to be a leader in Morocco?
Allahu Akbar.
Oh.
Inshallah.
Really?
Yes, God willing. I shall be president of Morocco.
This is getting worse. I got
the Quran in the crib on the highest point in the house. In a silk cloth.
Oh, so you got it popping off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I Sharia law, everything, man. Like, yeah.
People, but, yeah. This is part of the additional cancer we have in Africa. People like KF. Please, we do not need more Africans like this. Huh? Can we get a new one? You know? Why?
How are you going to get new Africans then?
I swear, dog. Like, I think we actually need such a vast change that people don't realize it because as comfortable as you are in your own home or as comfortable as you are in your own surrounding or environment, you feel as if, okay, if I'm doing things my way and it's working out and, yeah, nothing else really matters.
Yeah.
But you got to look at some of the things that you won't be able to influence in terms of the change.
Exactly.
Because let me tell you, as radical as the EFF may seem now, and if they continue doing what they're doing, a mistake is going to be made by the ANC, and that's going to trigger something.
Boom. And that's all it takes.
And that's what Julius is pushing for.
But Kamu, you see, I hate certain words that they've forced upon us, so that we've been brainwashed with.
Yeah.
Like radical. What's radical about saying y'all came, took our land, then we agree that we want our land back? What's radical about that? You know what I mean? Like,
I think
we use these words and everyone's like, no, that's too radical.
I think,
you know,
you know,
like,
the radical nature is...
What was radical was when y'all came on boats from wherever you came from and took our land.
And killed
you know
people.
What I mean? That's crazy.
That was radical.
That was radical. And now we're just saying, okay, wait, hold up. We can share it. You got three, right? I'll take two.
But you
and then you keep
you
one, and that's
it,
radical.
You know why it's radical now? It's radical because... Even from the point where these people came off boats and whatnot, had guns, killed, did looted, did whatever they wanted to do, we were still in a position to say, but we can always talk. Like, what?
we
killed your
talking.
Mom, man.
You know what,
what are you talking about? Like,
raped your wives,
exactly.
Took your children, made
you
them maids. You know what
so
I mean?
There
like,
you go.
I don't get it.
So because we've got like peace treaties with all these
Hey, Blah, where you get that hat
like,
from?
It doesn't
can
make
you hear
sense.
Us?
It really
yeah, wait, what's
make
this
sense.
Hat, Blah? And he's giving out gifts. Hey, Blah. What's going on? Hey, yo. One, that hat is ugly as hell. What's that you just gave Paulette? Is that a gift? What's that? You got one
what
for me
that?
Too? What's in there? A whiskey?
Is it doggy bag? Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing radical about that. And these are, we've been brainwashed to say, okay, we did what we did, as in they did what they did back then.
Yeah.
But then for us not to completely reverse what we did, let's talk about this. Now you want to talk? Because you taught us English and
pretty
Afrikaans?
Much. I think, look,
Hashtag.
Everyone's just pretty lost in their own way. But my own encouragement to Africans would be that, look, at the end of the day, it starts with a small group of people, or even an individual. Mm. And who knows, maybe Julius could be that individual. I honestly believe.
And Reba.
At least he's actually trying to make some sort of steps towards it, like seriously.
Yeah. And the only way we're going to eradicate racism, because racism is a cancer, but it's an economic cancer.
I was racially
at this point in time, racism is economic cancer amongst especially our generation.
Yeah.
So we've got these young girls here, right? Yeah. LMNS, right? If they're gonna grow up in a society where racial divides are just a matter of color and not a matter of how we treat each other, there has to be equality. And when I say equality, I don't mean, hey, you've got $10, so I got $10. No, I'm saying equal opportunity. You have the resources to get $10. You have the knowledge to get $10. If you didn't get it, well, I mean, that just means you were lazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as there's equal opportunity, you know what I'm doing? We're probably going to have people from Gibbs for the Spirit of Youth thing. I'm a facilitator for that. And we went to two schools. We went to St. John's in South Africa. They call it Houghton. I would call it Houghton. But anyway, in Houghton. And then we went to a school in Alex.
Yeah.
Fam. I've never seen those kinds of differences in my life. And my sister's son goes to St. John's. You know, I was actually embarrassed. You know, like, we're a whole group. I didn't mention that. I was like, no, this is beautiful. Like, I ain't never been there before. No. And he's a boarder. So, like, it costs 250,000 rand a year to go to St. John's. This is high school. That's a degree at Wits.
Pretty much.
Could be 2 degrees at Wits.
Yeah.
Because Wits is about 30,000 a year.
That could be about 3 or 4 in the Vol.
So, you know what I mean?
There you go.
They pay one student, one high school student in St. John's pays R1 million a year.
Yeah.
No, R1 million just to do high school.
Yeah.
R1 million and to do high school.
And that's for now.
That's for now. And then this is excluding the stuff. This is your basic, your border, tuition, boarding fees, and then other stuff, right?
Yeah.
Then you've got those trips like, oh my God, we're going to the UK to play hockey. In Alex, they go to another school in Alex to play hockey, and they walk there,
they
right?
They might not even be playing hockey.
They didn't have grounds at the school that we went to. The only ground they have is a police station, which is right next to the damn school.
So they play with criminals.
They can hear people in the cells from classrooms.
Wow.
And what I loved, it's crazy. I mean, the inequality, and when I say inequality, I don't mean you're richer than me. I mean the access to, you know, resources that would give you
an
opportunity to make
edge,
money.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't believe that you need great green grounds to be a great individual. Like, the grounds don't change nothing. Your uniform doesn't change anything. But I mean, your books, your facilities, the internet these days. Like, if I had the internet, I would have been a triple straight A student.
I guess
they don't write notes anymore, dog. Okay, in class when we grew up, we spent most of our time trying to write down the notes that the teachers
exactly.
You know what I mean? Nowadays,
so you get half a class.
Hey, you know what I mean? He's writing notes, and then there's no actual lecture. You know?
Now they can write email notes. It to you.
Now they email it, so it's an actual lecture. You're actually being taught. We weren't taught. We taught ourselves. We would write notes and then go back to the dorm and then.
Hence, that's why they should call us the generation of change. That's why we should be the generation that can actually change.
Yeah, we're the generation that's going to mess up these generations to come because we're smarter than them.
Please do not say that because
I'm just saying.
I really have hope for the youth, man. I need to make sure the kids are good.
Yo, fam.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know about 90s kids, man. Yo.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be a
tricky
one.
That's going to be the millennials.
You're even worried about the 90s kids. What about these 2000s? They're already 16.
Yeah, they're, oh, snap. Yeah,
they're already 16.
Snap. I need them.
Biggest problem.
Golly. Okay, so we're gonna drop. Is this brand new? So we're the first to drop it? Because you know we're the SHIT. I can't say it because now we've just
got an A rated show. Today.
So yo, Blood, just want to get on this mic and you know tell us what's up with this jam. I don't. Which one? Pick any. Black ENT, you literally own the show now.
Yo, what's happening?
You don't even invite yourself. You just come to like,
yeah,
I'm here.
I feel like I live here now. I was just telling Palesa outside that I haven't been here in like 3 months. It feels like it's been a long time.
Yeah, you know people's names.
It's okay. We thought you moved out. Right?
Yeah, but hey, I'm just trying to get on the show, man. If you guys need a third anchor, you know, like you guys got my number.
If you can sponsor another mic.
We can talk about that. Tate's got a state-of-the-art quality studio, so we can talk about that. Tate, well, this is my man, Tate.
Hair?
Yeah.
It's a lot of hair, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of hair. But anyway, this is the brainchild behind Luminous. Luminous is a new group about to launch.
Okay.
We're actually launching the group for the first time today.
Okay.
15-year-old.
Not too much information, because we're going to get
not
into that.
Not too much information.
They're going to get into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's introduce the jam, Ahu production, yada yada.
Okay, so the song is co-produced by Tate and David Hampton. They
you got a white person?
No, he's not white.
That looks nice on the credits, like executive produced by David Hampton.
David Hampton.
I think they see he's black.
But David Hampton is the same one who produced Nono's track.
Okay.
The one you premiered last time.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's really been putting in the work.
Okay.
So it's really some quality, awesome stuff.
Hey dog, you got a camera here. Do you want people to know how ugly we are? We sound good on radio.
Hey man, I'm just trying to be as famous as you guys. So if I can get my people to be around your people, then you know we all become people.
Let's conglomerate.
So yeah,
we'll just be put on blast. Honestly, like for real.
He's actually just say y'all ain't famous.
Yeah.
snap. All right. So we're going to drop the jam. What's the jam called?
Okay, the jam is called Cry No More. It's by Luminous, L-M-N-S, and it's premiering for the first time today on radio. The song is not even out on iTunes yet. It's coming out in a few hours. So this is the first time the world is getting to hear it.
On No Borders.
Okay, let's get it. Go-Go, welcome back. 1 to 2 p.m. every Friday, cliffcentral.com. It's No Borders with myself, Kamu Piri, and KF, apparently.
You already know. You got to put something before the KF. Come on.
Like what? Like, what is
like
it?
The female dream. And okay. Then Adonis.
What?
You know what I mean?
We were supposed to be having an A-rated show today, right? Like,
I'm just saying the female dream. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was sent.
Okay. In light of our theme and conversation for today.
Yes.
We
was sent so that they don't cry no more.
Which
see
makes,
how I plug
which,
that in? Which,
this
I was
terrible.
Sent by God so that they cry.
You're
no
getting
more.
Worse. Every single week, you're getting worse. What is happening to you, man?
I don't know, man.
You're degenerating. What's going on?
It's 100, my dude.
Ever since you started growing that beard, like, it's been getting worse.
It's not. Come on, man. It's working out.
But I do appreciate the fact that you've joined the gang.
Yeah, gang.
You see,
yeah,
women, everybody in the world will appreciate you and respect you more. Trust me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I just got to, you know, pull up that, you know, that.
Yeah, now you got to have the voice. Yeah, you got to have the voice that comes with it.
It's
KF.
I can't do it.
But we got Element S in the studio today. This is part of our drive to stop people thinking about things like sauna, where clearly those
exactly,
lives are
yes,
gone.
Yes.
And these are young lives that are coming back. You know?
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
The jam is actually awesome.
The song is very, very nice, ladies.
Remember, like, we asked them, like, is this your first radio interview? I was going to put them on blast. If the song was trash, I would have told you so.
And yeah, this is the... This
and
blah,
you know, we speak, you know, candidly, because, you know, we're trying to get ratings. So we actually like trashy songs.
Yeah, which is
so
not
so we can trash them.
So this was hard, because this one was good. Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Good, thanks, and you? Really good.
Okay, we can start with a couple of introductions. We'll go right to left.
Okay, hi. I'm Danielle, short for Danny.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I'm Rayvan.
Uh-huh.
I'm Avela, a.k.a.
Well, guys, don't be shy. Don't worry. No one can actually see you yet. Yeah.
Good, good.
Did you guys take shots of vodka before you came?
I wish.
No, Kev.
No.
I don't think
no.
I'm done with KF. I don't think we can go far with you at all. So
no.
Guys, tell me a little bit about yourselves. Obviously, like, you know, one at a time. And yeah, a little bit about how you got involved with LMNS and yeah, and music in general.
Well, I've been singing from a very, very young age.
Okay.
And just like.
What do you mean, a very young age?
Like,
you're young now. Like,
no, younger.
I'm just playing.
No, like five, I think. I'm not sure, band math, whatever.
Yeah.
But like. I've been singing since a young age, and like being in this group is like it's huge. You know,
okay.
We got out of the bus, and we're like, this is a dream. This is not real.
Wow.
But it's so cool. You guys are a dream. Like it's
really?
A dream
we're
being here.
We don't have a tour bus.
The dream
it's a cool bus.
But this is cool. Like, I mean, but how old are you guys?
We're 15 and 16.
15, so you're the oldest?
Yes.
Okay. Does that make you like the bully amongst everyone else?
She looks
no.
like it. Even
I don't know.
I could have easily sat on the left or the right hand side.
I guess,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, and it's Ray, right? So it's Danny, Ray, and Vivi.
Yeah.
All right, so Ray, you tell us a bit about you, like in terms of, you know, like your progression, how you came up. You hear that?
I've also been singing for a really long time. Music's been a really big part of my life. Like, I dance as well, so you dance to music, you sing along while you're dancing.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Well, basically what happened was we go to the same school, obviously,
okay,
and we
nice.
All, well, Tate found us. He scouted us, you could say.
Okay.
And, yeah, he was just like, no, let's just meet up one day. And we hit it off, actually. It was quite, it worked.
Okay, nice.
Clearly.
And was that like an in-studio experience or was
yeah.
this like you guys just meeting up for the first time?
It was, we were in studio as
okay.
well. We met her for the first time in studio. So.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I'm here hating. It took me 30 years to get on the radio. Why didn't anyone scout me?
How did it take you 30 years to get on the radio?
Yeah,
you
want
to get on the radio when you were two?
Nah, man, I was not on the radio when I was two. Come on, man, you're trying to lie. We ain't lying to nobody. We need to be serious.
Okay, fine.
Hey, if anyone's scouting anybody, like actors, like, you know, try, come on now, Hollywood, y'all let me.
We tried that. You see what happened with that? Yeah, that
just give me a body double, because you know, there's a lot of flab here.
So tell me, so obviously, I mean, you guys, I wouldn't want to say amateurish, but obviously, like, you know, you're just breaking into the music scene and the music industry. Is it obviously something that you find daunting at this stage?
I think so, because we were sitting here and we were like, okay, it's going to be fine, but then you feel like it's really stressful.
It's overwhelming.
It's
yeah.
overwhelming, yeah. But it's great fun. Like, it's so much fun.
Y'all look like you're chill, though.
Yeah, you guys look like...
your voices ain't chivalry. You ain't
like,
whispering or nothing, you know what I mean?
It's... We were dancing then. It was just so much fun. Like,
yeah.
you know, the jam.
Because we're cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So is this our next Africa's pop super group?
Yeah, I think so.
Hopefully.
I mean, the song is...
Hopefully.
Who? So, what was the recording process like, Viv?
Oh wow! Well, it was amazing. I mean, we did a lot of cool things. I was making a fool out of myself.
Yo, you should have seen.
I don't know. I was just dancing, doing weird things. But it was really good. And we all have different voices.
You know how people always say, like, you know, when I was watching like Big Boy, right?
Yeah.
And he was interviewing what's her name, Tinashe.
Okay.
Mm. And she's like, yo. When people call us new artists, like, I went through 1,000 songs before we got to the first single. Like, I've been an artist for like 4 or 5 years. Like, did you guys just get into the studio and record this, Cry No More? Or were there like 20 singles before?
No.
There were a few practices.
Yeah.
Of other songs.
No, the thing is that you learn the song and you go in.
Is this the first song that you guys have recorded?
Yes.
First.
So there's nothing else?
Nothing else.
Did you all write the song?
Not us personally, but...
Who wrote the song?
Date, our producer.
And the guy with the hair.
Don't be advertising him.
The guy with the hair, guys.
Okay, so the guy with the hair wrote the song for you guys.
Yes.
And then you guys just performed all the magic.
He's like a pop producer. He's like, whatchamacallit? What's his name? Dude, Michael Jackson's dude.
Which one?
Michael Jackson's dude. Quincy Jones.
Yeah. I got my own issues with Quincy. Quincy did a lot of things.
Yeah, he did the Looney Tunes jingle. That brother's still making money. He just at home. You know, that Looney Tunes paycheck.
Quincy did a lot of things, man.
But come, I mean, you know, I'm getting at like that to be your first studio experience and then come out with that.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty impressive.
That's very good.
Because I've heard a whole lot of trash from a whole lot of people. Like,
and these are grown people. Brother,
come on, now you got it. You're on the right track, fam. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Clearly, you're no one's side today.
Nah, not at all, fam. Like, I'm being brutally honest. It's 2017.
I want to ask you guys something. At home, how do your parents receive, like, you know, the whole idea of you guys going into music?
They're supportive. They're really supportive.
They don't mind.
Very, very.
Are your parents very pan-African and, you know?
Well, clearly, do you see the mixture? I gotta say, you're good at this, man. You know, you brought the whole of Africa together. Like, ain't nobody has been... But the Chinese, unfortunately. Because they're almost a part of Africa. And in the next decade, they will.
Next decade, I think they've taken up like almost half of the street corner. Like, that's enough.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I love how... I wish I could identify. I think we'd have to listen to more for me to identify the actual voices on the song.
Yeah.
But I think the mixture in terms of, you know, the group itself. Mm-hmm. So we've got... Danny, I read your bios. Danny, you're of Afrikaans descent.
Yeah.
Ray, you're colored.
Yeah.
We'll call you mixed.
Okay.
You're correct. Because I know there are people listening in America.
Like, oh!
Yeah, I mean, we've got listeners in the States. We've got a lot of listeners in the States. Someone actually called Gareth talking about it was still called Zim Comedy, and he was in, what, L.A.?
Yeah, it was L.A.
I want to go.
Man, love the show. Love the, you know, immigrants. We call ourselves immigrants. And then, Viva, I'm assuming you're black.
Yes.
kind of light-skinned black. But I mean, it's a lovely composition. It's a lovely composition. I'm not...
I love the way you really try to structure your words around the whole thing. Like,
in a nice, okay, nice so, way.
Be nice.
So, I'm being nice.
Be nice.
Now, it's beautiful because, like, remember, was it during the break or not? Before. The segment before this, we were talking about how it's your generation that's, you know, gonna, you know, break down the barriers that racism brings up. And to have a group like this, imagine when you guys are on stage. You know what I mean? You know, you're gonna bring, you know, the white kids out, you're gonna bring the black kids out, you're gonna bring the mixed kids out.
Yeah.
You got everybody. But then the mixed kids will bring the Indian kids out. I know who's gonna bring the Chinese. Who's gonna bring the Chinese?
I think the Chinese are gonna be there anyway. The Chinese will be there anyway.
They'll be there anyway, yeah. They'll be setting up the stage.
I swear.
And then at the gate, you know, taking in tickets. How much?
It's so bad.
Yeah,
it's
so bad.
But what's nice is that, like, our voices are all different. It's all different. So it's so nice being in
We never really noticed that we were all different until people started pointing it out. Yeah.
So do you guys, like, get along? Are you, like, cool? Like, friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
what was that
face? It's new.
What was that
face? No, it's all new to us still. Like, we're still getting used to each other, but I feel like the bond is growing.
It's growing.
Yeah.
Which is very important when you're doing music, because I mean, obviously the bond has to be strong for you guys to make very good music.
Yeah.
And like, so obviously you guys interact, you guys visit each other, go chill with each other, have pizza together. And
thank
stuff
you for
like
the
that.
Pizza.
Yeah. Have you started having slumber parties yet?
No.
I get too busy.
Hey.
Back.
Hey.
Back.
Wow.
Shots fired, fellas. Let's get the shots fired, please. Yeah. I can't hear them. We're
too busy to have slumber parties. Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
And she actually looks at us like, oh, you're even thinking about that? I'm making this dollar. Yeah. So you need a manager? Or do y'all got a manager at LMNX?
Okay.
Because he's the producer. Well, what you doing there?
But who came up with the name?
Vivi.
Okay, well, I mean, we basically just put a bunch of names together, and this one kind of just stood out, you know?
It shined.
It shined.
Luminous.
Luminous, okay.
Yeah.
And then obviously the LMNS becomes obviously...
Is it because you guys go to a good school, so you got dictionaries and, you know...
What
school do you guys go to?
Kiro Aurora.
Oh, which one's that? And where is that?
It's in Randburg.
So why did you say ooh if you guys don't know where it is? Alistair saying ooh,
it
you're saying ooh.
I didn't say ooh.
You say Kiro Aurora.
It sounds
say it again.
Fancy.
Say it again. Say it again.
Kiro Aurora.
Kiro Aurora. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Is it an all girl school?
No.
Oh, so you got some boyfriends and stuff like you. Guys,
hey. No, let's just focus on the music.
The fans are listening for now.
Like,
you guys. I mean, like, real talk though. Are you afraid of, you know, the some of the difficulties that come with the music industry, the groupies, male groupies?
Yeah, stalkers.
That's not even, stalkers. You guys on social media?
Yeah.
We need to cancel it. You just need one social media account that's managed by Blah. He takes all the DMs and everything. Sends them straight to the popo. Like, hey, this dude, can I have your number? Get the number sent to the popo.
No, I'll be way too scared. I can't slide into someone's DMs.
No, they're sliding into your DMs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what sliding into a DM is.
Does no one know what that means?
This was it hasn't happened.
This is supposed to be an A-rated show. I mean, how did we get here? Like, how did we get this sliding into DMs?
We're trying to advise them. I mean, the music industry is really... It can get hectic. And you know, you got to be advised. And of course, the best example to give would be Destiny's Child.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And they remained completely humble. They.
Go ahead.
No, wait.
Now you already started, yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Say my name. If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running games, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sun changed.
Oh.
You got some money in the bank.
I'm actually thinking of how to scratch blind.
Which won't be hard.
It won't be hard.
No.
We just go to their parents with Garrett.
Exactly.
And Tebow Touch. Anna,
have you met Mr. Cliff and Mr. Touch? Touch? No, actually, no. His name is Mr. Molesti. Sorry.
And it's a done deal.
And it is a done deal. And don't forget Data Wolf.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. I think it's
beautiful,
great that young people are actually, like, you know, continuously getting involved regardless, you know? Yeah.
And they're serious about their craft. Like, I really ever say this, you know, because you know a lot of artists aren't serious. Did you notice how they knew who comes in where?
Yeah.
They weren't just all singers. If it was me, I'd be like, oh, say my name. When you hit a high note, I'm trying to hit a high note too.
Say my name.
You know what I mean?
That, hence,
coughing all that.
Hence our music careers never took off.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we just said, song,
yeah, just
to
talk.
Do
don't sing. Talk. Yeah, don't sing. Leave it.
We need to come to the studio. We want to make a song, like a parody song.
Yeah, definitely. Who knows? They might be able to even make a nice little jingle for us.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be very dope. Can we make that happen, Blah?
Maybe.
We ain't trying to pay, though. Like, we ain't doing that.
I think that's why she said maybe.
No,
these brothers cannot afford us. These brothers cannot afford us. No, but you see, like, I actually noticed, like, you know, so one would keep quiet and then, like, it just looked professional.
No, it actually does.
Unlike what we do.
But what we do is very well coordinated. It's just that we're on a very tricky platform.
Why are you coughing?
Guys, no. Okay.
Palliser, you must remember, there's room for change in this place.
This is not a revolutionary party.
This is a revolutionary show. We can remove you anytime.
Anytime, anywhere.
But yeah, girls, okay, fine. Please let us know where people can find you on social media. So your Twitter, your Instagram, Facebook.
You can find us on all social media platforms at official_LMNS.
Okay, so official_LMNS, and that's all social media platforms.
Yeah.
So I'm going to obviously mention the three, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
So yo, everybody get at them. If you have any comments, hit us up on WhatsApp, and you can also hit them up. I mean, like, let them know how you feel about the music and where it can take them.
Hell yeah. And then just after this short break, we're gonna have LMNS's producer and their A&R/manager.
Yeah,
talk to them for a bit, find out, you know, if we can exchange these rights, sign different contracts.
I
know
swear
what I mean? I'm just saying, there's a whole lot of money behind this.
No borders.
Yo. So this brother comes through, gives us caps and stuff. Who does he think he is, though?
Actually, to be perfectly honest,
I don't like people who be stunting for no reason.
We want to thank Rainer Music, the first guest to actually come on our show since we started, and give us something.
Nah, come on. Nono and her mom came through. Shout out to Nono and her mom.
What did they give us?
Chocolate.
I didn't get no chocolate.
You weren't here, bro.
Yeah, you weren't here for no discrimination.
With the chocolate. Now I'll pass on this. I'll keep this. I can use this.
And
stuff.
It came in fancy bags too. Don't you like the fancy bags?
I like the fancy.
I'm gonna get back in the office. The fancy bag, like, oh yeah, oh no, no, just a gift from, you know, a fan.
Actually, see, this is when I get where I'm going, they'll be like, oh, you, I was at work.
You're crazy.
I've actually lost it. Yeah, totally.
How can you not lose it when they're losing it in Parliament?
They've lost everything. Okay, obviously, Bla, we always talk to Bla, so let's hear from Tate. You are basically the engineer of LMNS, in a sense. You haven't done much in terms of engineering your hair, but
I think that's where the money comes from.
That's the look thing.
2017 is the year of the lion, so I'm growing a mane.
Then you need to go to the jungle, brother, because you can't be here.
Play that jungle music, Paul.
This is the jungle, man.
Oh,
man.
Have you seen Joburg? This is the jungle, fam.
If you were with me in the CBD yesterday, for the first time ever since I came to this country, I felt as if I myself was at risk. And that rarely happens.
Yeah, because usually it's the people around me at risk. Yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, oh. This cannot be.
I don't mess with the CBD like that. I mean, I'm not trying to say nothing about the CBD. And anybody who's listening, you know, keep listening. But I don't just walk around the CBD. If I'm in the CBD, I got my, like, proper South African friends with the earring and the gold tooth and the little hat.
And the spot,
With the tight pants
and the Cavellas.
Yes, exactly. Go. I'm just in between those niggas. Like, am I good? Am I good?
But yeah, Tate, man, let us know who you are, where you at, and how the whole project came together.
Yeah, my name's Tate, Rainer Music, and it was actually, it's a funny story, really. The girls were together. I just met them separately, and I thought, these voices might work. We got them all in the studio one day.
You put them together? They didn't know each other before?
Danny and Vivi were singing in a choir together.
Okay.
They had school together, so I work at the school.
Yeah, at the school, okay.
And I heard them sing in the choir. I was like, some nice voices. And then I knew Ray as well. I'd heard her voice. So I'm like, okay, cool. And we got in the studio, and it just popped, man. It was just like, all right, fire right there.
So the school is actually supportive of the
group? Yeah, for sure.
Why didn't I go to a school like this? I could have been on radio when I was 12.
You need to go back to school, man.
I went.
Really?
I went to a good school that supported such things. They just didn't understand music.
Nah, my school, they only supported academic books.
Yeah, man, it's about that as well. But you gotta have the balance. You know, you gotta have the balance.
Definitely, and I think that's what we're talking about. You know what I mean?
About that.
I definitely commend you for, like, obviously, you know, coming out and being part of the school, and then, like, obviously identifying talent and putting your efforts and time into it. I think that's actually pretty dope. It's quite a sacrifice.
Yeah, look, but it's also very rewarding, you know.
Okay. Is this financially?
I was waiting for that.
Maybe this guy got some money.
Well, let's see, what are your ratings like, first of all, man?
Like, well, we need to find
Hold on. What ratings?
You started this.
Yeah, man.
Go on.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the girls are quite enthusiastic, and they push it. They drive it, and that's really awesome to work with, to work in that kind of environment. So for me, it's quite energizing, actually, to be in that kind of environment where they're pushing, they love what they do, they want to sing all the time. You heard them. You mentioned Destiny's Child, they're out in song. You mentioned anything, they're like singing. Yeah. It's like,
they're trying to
floss. It's like dope, man, they got skills, and they're like, we can do that.
Yeah, they're being braggadocious.
Yeah.
Coming and bragging on our show.
They pretty much did. I felt like it was would be quite challenging because, you know, we've never actually interviewed people of their age on the show.
Yeah. Nona is older, right?
Yeah, she is.
It can get quite X-rated here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when we had to
air it, on my way here, I was, like, trying to focus. And, you know, like, it only happened, like, 5 minutes into the
car. Now, you're doing good, man. You're doing good.
I'm all right.
We see you, man.
Thank you. But you can see, like, the veins coming out, right? I'm straining myself. I got them forehead veins.
Okay, so what's the plan moving forward now for the girls and the group, and obviously you as Rainer Music? And
Yeah, man, we're out here. Rainer Music is about new music. It's about introducing new sound into the industry. It's about young people. Specifically, so we're out here, man. We're gonna hit up the schools, get the young people talking about it. We're gonna put the music out there. We got a whole lot of other music coming through. They've been in the studio, so
you know, considering that point, I was on Facebook today, and Nickelodeon's got something going on real soon, right?
Oh, is it?
They've gotten the Nick Fest, something like that. And you know who's performing it?
Oh,
Niccolo, they got Nasty C.
Have you listened to Nasty C's music?
Yeah, but he don't talk like he's five, though.
half of his songs that'll be still going to beep, 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 beep. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I mean, I wanted to say was that coming up with you know, this age group of musicians,
yeah,
it's going to do a lot for, like, you know, for high school kids. High school, even, you know, elementary school kids, because then they've got shows that they can actually go to.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're not bumping into Kamu. You know what I mean? With the ball of Glenfiddich.
No.
I mean,
kids just, they'd listen to music and get some cotton candy.
But for real though, I mean, I feel like the industry is missing that teenage sensation. They're missing young people who are out here who are good at what they do, who love what they do. And we need some of that. We need young people to actually be out here and be like, hey, we've got a voice too, and have their voice heard.
I appreciate his angle. I really like his angle.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
It's a very dope angle. And yeah. if you really think about it, he's thinking on Nickelodeon levels.
Yeah,
because if Nick Fest is booking Nasty C to come and perform for the kids,
it means they failed to find anything else.
No, not really. It just means that's where his market is. That many kids who listen to Nasty C.
Oh yeah, that is true. Yeah,
because if I think of the 150 cars I probably get in and out of in a week, I don't hear Nasty.
Maybe
when I get home.
First of all, like, I wouldn't. If I was a headmaster or principal, I wouldn't book Nasty C to come and talk to my kids.
Oh, come on.
No, Nasty is nasty. Like, you know what I mean? I love his music, but I ain't having no kids listening to Nasty C. You know what I mean? Like, Bam Bam? Come on, dog. Hey, we gotta wrap it up. Blah. Tate, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Dope,
Danny, Vivi, Ray, what's a pleasure. We should talk on the side. You just slip each other business
cards. Watch yourself now. We're out here, man.
Nah, you guys found, you know, amazing people to, you know, push. So, you know, keep pushing it. And you guys are welcome to the show anytime.
100%.
Thank you very much.
We're on another single.
Thank you. Yeah, for sure. It's coming. It's coming soon.
And I think this song was that dope. So, let's, you know, we're going to play it again.
We'll play it out, yeah. CliffCentral.com.